Penguin Readers, A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens, Level 1. People in the Story. Ebenezer Scrooge. Bob Cratchit. Marley's Ghost. The Ghost of Christmas Past. The Ghost of Christmas Present. The Ghost of Christmas Future. New words. Chain. Clerk. Ghost. Poor. Rich. Turkey. Note about the story. Charles Dickens, 1812 to 1870, was an English writer. His family were poor. He had to leave school at the age of 12 and work for 10 hours a day. But Dickens started writing, and he became rich and famous. He wrote A Christmas Carol in 1843. In England at that time, there were lots of very poor people. In A Christmas Carol, Dickens shows that we must be nice to our families and that we must help poor people. Chapter 1. Marley's Ghost. London, 1843. Jacob Marley is dead. This was Marley's office. This is Ebenezer Scrooge, Marley's partner. He is rich, but he has a cold heart. This is Scrooge's clerk, Bob Cratchit. He is poor, but he has a warm heart.
Merry Christmas, Uncle.
Bah, humbug.
Why are you sad, Uncle? You are rich.
Bah, humbug. Why do people like Christmas, Fred? I don't understand it.
Christmas is a fantastic time. People are with their families and they help poor people. I love Christmas. Be happy, Uncle. Come and have Christmas lunch with us tomorrow.
No, I don't want to. Goodbye, Fred.
Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year, Bob.
Merry Christmas, Fred.
My clerk is stupid. I pay him very little. He has a wife and lots of children, but he says Merry Christmas happily.
Hello, are you Mr. Marley?
No. Marley is dead.
Oh, you are his partner, Mr. Scrooge. Every Christmas, we ask for money for poor people. They don't have food or warm clothes.
How much can you give them, Mr. Scrooge?
Nothing. I never give money to poor people. It is my money.
But poor people are dying.
They can die. Go away.
Goodbye, Mr. Scrooge.
A boy sings a Christmas carol for money.
Go away. See you tomorrow, Cratchit.
No, Mr. Scrooge. I'm sorry. It's Christmas Day tomorrow.
Oh, yes. On Christmas Day, I have to pay you, but you don't work.
It's only one day a year, Mr. Scrooge.
What's that? Is it Marley?
Bah, humbug. Ghosts aren't real.
Who are you?
I am your partner, Jacob Marley.
You are not real. Humbug, I tell you. Humbug!
Am I real now? What do you think?
Why do you wear that chain?
When I lived, I was not kind to people. When I was not kind, I got a new part of the chain. Now it is very big.
But you were very good at your job. You made a lot of money.
That is not important. You must be kind to people. You have to learn that. Listen. Three ghosts are coming to your house. The first tomorrow at 1 a.m. The second the next night at 1 a.m. And the third, the next night, at 12 a.m.
Chapter 2. The First Ghost.
Marley told me about three ghosts. Are you the first?
Yes, I am the ghost of Christmas past. Your past.
Why are you here?
To help you. You can be a good person. Fly to the past with me.
But I can't fly. Oh, I was a boy here. I knew those people.
Let's go to your old school.
Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas.
That boy is you.
I did not have any friends. I was alone.
What are you thinking?
A boy came to my office last night and sang a Christmas carol. I didn't give him any money.
Come. Do you know this place?
Of course. I had my first job here. Oh, that is old Fezziwig. I worked for him.
Ebenezer! Stop working! The Christmas party can start now. Make a big fire.
Why are these people happy?
The people are happy because Fezziwig is having a party. What's wrong? You look sad.
I would like to say a word or two to my clerk, Bob Cratchit, now.
Let's go.
You loved me, but you are different now.
I am not different.
Yes, you are. You don't love me. You only love money. We can't marry.
Please, ghost, don't show me any more. Take me home.
No, there is more. Come with me.
No, no more!
Chapter 3. The Second Ghost.
Come in! I am the ghost of Christmas present. Look at me!
Show me things, ghost. I learned an important lesson last night. I can learn more from you.
Put your hand on my clothes.
They are at Bob Cratchit's house.
What are you doing with your torch?
My torch gives people happiness.
Poor people?
Of course. Poor people need happiness at Christmas.
Mother, Mother, we went to the shop. They are cooking our goose. We could see it. Where is your father?
Father!
Tiny Tim.
Tiny Tim is not well.
Yes, the goose is ready.
It looks beautiful. Let's eat it.
Merry Christmas to us.
I see an empty chair in the future.
What? Tiny Tim's chair? No! Tiny Tim can't die! No!
But he is poor. You don't like poor people.
Let's drink to Mr. Scrooge. He paid for this food.
I really don't like that man. He's not kind to you. He has a cold heart.
Come with me. Let's go.
What is this place?
Poor people live here.
Let's go to Fred's house. My uncle said, "Bah, humbug." He doesn't like Christmas.
Scrooge is very rich, but he is not kind.
He has money, but he isn't happy. I am sorry for him. Happy Christmas to my Uncle Scrooge.
Please, can we stay?
No, we have to go now.
You look old. Why?
My life finishes tonight.
Chapter 4. The Third Ghost.
Are you the ghost of Christmas future? I am very scared of you. But you can help me, I know that. Please, speak.
Okay, let's go.
He's dead. When did he die? Last night, I think. Who has his money now? Not me.
Who is dead?
I took the curtains from his bed.
He was on the bed and you took them?
He doesn't need them. He's dead. And I took the shirt from his body. He doesn't need clothes. He's dead. What can you pay me for them?
A man is dead, and I am sad. But these people are happy. Where to now? This is the dead man. I understand I must look, but I don't want to.
Let's go. I am scared.
They go to Bob Cratchit's house.
Where is your father? He is late. Father walks slowly now. He walked very fast with Tiny Tim. He loved him, and he was happy.
Father is here.
My child, my little child, we must never forget Tiny Tim.
Tell me, who was the man on the bed? I know, I must look. But answer a question. Can I change the future? Please, let me change it. Am I the dead man on the bed? Please, I am different now. My future can change. I love Christmas in my heart now. I can learn the lessons of the three ghosts.
Chapter 5. The End.
Oh, the curtains are here. They are here. I am here. Oh, thank you. Thank you. I must live in the past, the present, and the future. The three ghosts live in me. I must remember them and their lessons. I can change. What can I do now? I don't know, but I am very happy. Little boy, what day is it?
Today, it's Christmas Day, of course.
Oh, good. Listen, do you know the shop in the next street? There is a very big turkey in that shop. Go and buy it. Send it to Bob Cratchit's house. Merry Christmas! Merry Christmas! Hello, I remember you. Can I give you lots of money? The money can help poor people. Oh, thank you.
Scrooge is at Fred's house.
Fred, I am here. Can I have lunch with you? Yes, of course. Merry Christmas, Uncle.
The family eat turkey and play games. The next morning, Scrooge is at his office.
Oh, good. Bob is late.
Good morning, Mr. Scrooge.
You are late.
I'm sorry, Mr. Scrooge. It was Christmas yesterday. We had a party. I was tired this morning. It's only one day a year.
I am very angry with you. So angry that I can pay you more money, Bob. The money can help your family. Merry Christmas, Bob. Now, make a big fire.
Scrooge changed. He lived a good life. Scrooge was a second father to Tiny Tim. Scrooge never saw the ghosts again, but he remembered their lessons. Penguin Readers, A Christmas Carol, Charles Dickens, Level 1, retold by Karen Kovacs, illustrated by Carlo Molinari, series editor, Sorrel Pitts, read by Gabrielle Glaister and Nigel Pilkington. Copyright Penguin Books Limited, 2019.